Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Something nice about everyone, but there's everything nice about you.
This week on the final edition, political sensitivity is ruining Christmas, Christmas carols, situation comedies, and World War II. And if you stick around to the end of the show, somebody in the cast dies. Am I making quotation marks with my fingers when I say that? You'll see at the end. This is the final edition Radio Hour.
Nice about you. Man on the street!
The animal rights group PETA has suggested changing expressions that exploit animals, such as beat a dead horse into feed a fed horse. The final edition asks the man on the street, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm gonna feed that horse to death.
But there actually is more than one way to skin a cat.
Yeah, there's four.
Lengthwise, widthwise, diagonal top to bottom.
And what I like to call kitty corner.
It's not fair. We can't say it's raining cats and dogs, but we can still say it's raining men.
Men have had it so hard for so long.
Harvey Weinstein's had a really tough year.
I took be the guinea pig as a compliment.
I didn't mean it that way.
Be the guinea pig you wish to see in the world.
Oh, so it's fine to say it's raining cats and dogs, but we could still say it's raining Mexicans?
We're keeping the cats out of the bag, because that's about animal liberation.
Who put the cat in the bag in the first place?
I don't like cats, so I did.
You can lead a horse to water, but you can't fuck it.
We are changing none of your beeswax to none of your fucking business.
Thank you to Santa's Toy Shop, where it is bustling with all kinds of activity this joyous time of year.
Oh, why look, Mrs. Claus, it's two of my favorite dear little elves, Sparkle and Snowflake.
You can, like, drop the bit, Santa. You know, like, why we're here.
Well, yes, dear. You've reported we have some, naughty elves.
Don't be coy with us, you two. This is no ho-ho-ho matter.
We've had, like, enough harassment from the male elves.
Yeah, this is not a working environment that is conducive for gender equality.
Ho-ho-ho, such big words for such a little elf.
Cut the crap, Santa.
We are, like, as serious as, like, reindeer shit.
Tinker and Buttons keep putting their little mitts on us every chance they get.
Well, perhaps you're misreading their behavior. We all tend to get swept up in the various festivities.
Buttons tried to flock my boobs.
Tinker, like, said he wanted to, like, trim my tree.
Well, perhaps he did.
Then he, like, grabbed my pussy.
Ooh.
I'm sorry, Santa, but we have to take this to the next level.
Hello, Santa Claus. I'm Gloria Allred, and I will be representing Sparkle and Snowflake in this matter.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, don't go there, Santa.
Look, Ms. Allred, ho-ho-ho, I'm sure we can work something out here. Why don't we all gather by the Yule log with some delicious cookies, freshly made by Mrs. Claus here, and have a nice, pleasant fireside chat about this.
Oh, my cookies are the second biggest topic of conversation around here.
I'm not surprised that you're in denial, Santa. That is what I'd expect from a man who has small children always sitting on his lap.
Oh, all right, lady. I'm about to get real housewives on your ass.
Mama Claus, no.
I am going to climb over this desk and pound you into figgy pudding.
Ladies, please, this is not proper for Santa's toy shop.
More like Santa's sweatshop.
All right, lady. Mama's gonna go down a shot of Fireball, then I'm meeting you outside.
Snowflake and I, like, have to get going, too. We're teaching, like, a Bikram stripper pull class in 20.
Ladies, I'll see you in a few. Santa, I'll see you in court.
Ho ho, I thought they'd never leave. Bikram stripper pole. I've got to save that one for later. Ho ho ho. But I did not shoot the deputy. Ho ho ho, no. I shot the sheriff, but I did not shoot the deputy. Ho ho ho. This week on the Final Edition Radio Hour Best of Podcast Series, Cooking with Millennials.
Today on Cooking with Millennials, you know, I hate that term.
Yeah, you know, I really don't care.
Well, you should. It's labeling.
Labeler!
Okay, I no longer feel safe here.
Free hugs.
Really? I have your permission.
I'm starving.
Oh, yeah. We were cooking. So, Grubhub or DoorDash.
That's Cooking with Millennials, Saturday afternoons at 2:35 p.m. on the Final Edition Radio Hour Network. And now, another adventure with the Fighting 59th, the toughest platoon in World War II.
All right, men, we're going to take that hill, and not everybody's going to make it back. So before we go, I gotta read this memo from Human Resources.
HR again, Sarge?
Yeah. Wasilowski?
Yeah, Sarge?
We're not allowed to call you a Polak anymore. And we're not allowed to tell Polak jokes, neither.
Good. That shit was getting on my last nerve.
But what if we have a great joke about somebody stupid?
Well, then you say it's about people who live one town over from wherever you happen to be standing. Justine?
Yes?
We're not allowed to call you a kike, a heeb, a yid, a Christ killer, Ikey, Jew boy. Actually, this is a pretty long list. I'll just hand it out. You guys study it on your own, okay?
But I keep telling you, I am not even Jewish. I am French. And my name is pronounced Justine.
And finally, hang on. Hey, you there, on that hill. Sprechen Sie English?
A little, yeah.
All right, well, we got a memo. We're not allowed to call you Fritz anymore. It's considered offensive.
But my name is Fritz.
Huh. Well, the memo doesn't cover that. So, we can't do it.
Well, that doesn't seem fair. I'm the real victim here, you know.
What are we gonna do, Sarge?
Huh. I'll tell you what. How about we kill him first?
They found our radio and TV signals, and they flew across the galaxy, only to find that we were long since extinct. Now they're trying to piece together what we may have been like, with only the debris our civilization left behind. They're Bomb Bibliop and Earl, alien archaeologists.
Alien archaeologists!
Justice!
Today, they visit Mount Rushmore.
So, Bomb Bibliop, who do you think these four humans were?
I have no idea, Earl. Very little documentation survived this planet's apocalypse. We only have fragments from their largest and, therefore, most significant archive, Wikipedia.
Well, this quartet must have been very important to be carved in granite. Truly a fabulous four.
Why, yes, that's it. This carving must represent the Beatles.
Of course it's the Beatles. John, Paul, George, Ringo. John must be the one with the glasses.
Well, I find it odd that they would honor Paul McCartney in this way. Didn't he murder Sharon Tate?
And I find it distasteful that half of them owned slaves. George Harrison in particular. My sweet lord.
He never did forgive Ringo for freeing them.
Yes, with extraterrestrial know-how, they'll figure it out. Because they're
alien archaeologists!
We're now in the middle of the holiday season, and that means just one thing. No matter where you go, no matter where you hide, you will never escape the relentless cheeriness of Christmas music. Luckily for you, we here at the Final Edition sat down and rewrote some of those holiday classics. So now, whenever you have to listen to Andy Williams at the mall, at least you can get a little horny too. This is Triple Xmas Music.
Little Rhythm Method Boy. O Come on Manuel. It came upon her upright rear. Bring a Trojan, Jeanette Isabella. Rudolph the Circumcised Reindeer. I'll have a Blue Balls Christmas without you. Oh, Spankin' Bum. Do you moan what I moan? 12 Gays in Chris's Ass. Grandma Got Run On by a Train, Dear. All I Want for Christmas is You and Your Roommate. From all of us here at the Final Edition, Happy Kwanzaa!
This is Bob Smith
and Terry Smith,
substituting for regular news anchors Jessica DePinto and Marcus Mayberry, who were recently shot, stabbed, thrown out of a hotel window, and blown up in a probable suicide.
We have an update on a story from last week. Jessica had reported that tree trimming at the bus station costs $6 million a year.
We now know this is because that's just how much it costs to trim a tree.
$6 million.
I defy you to trim a tree for less than that.
In more important news, a dog was put in a clothes dryer in a public laundromat, possibly by Antifa. Look at these pictures. Awful.
Now to business reporter Jane Smith.
This is Jane Smith, substituting for Gregory Fitzpatrick, who was downsized after Sinclair Broadcasting bought the station and said we couldn't afford a business reporter. Then I was hired because we needed a business reporter. Our top business story. Liberals are trying to stop you from buying this amazing timeshare in Boca Raton. We'll have all the details that Nancy Pelosi doesn't want you to know.
And finally, Mark Smith with an update from our investigative team uncovering organized crime in the county water department.
On the latest update, the entire investigative team has been laid off. We wish them well. Also, there's nothing wrong with the water department. The whole problem was just a typographical error and a story. Capiche?
What a satisfying conclusion.
And that's all the news worth thinking about.
Remember that dog in a dryer.
I'm Bob Smith.
I'm Terry Smith.
And we're not related.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
We at the Final Edition Radio Hour have our own YouTube video channel now.
So for the enjoyment of our listeners, we're going to show some of our videos right here on the radio.
Here we go. Wait, what is that?
Oh, that's not one of our Final Edition videos. That's something else.
But what was that?
It was a different video.
Was that meat?
It was lamb. The video's from Kazakhstan. Here's a Final Edition video. Nah, that's the same thing.
What are they doing to that guy?
Nothing. Okay, here's a video from the Final Edition Radio Hour.
Your baby is the most important person in your life. So
the pre-K jeweler sketch.
With diamonds.
Yeah, it makes a pretty good
at
video.
Pre-K jewelers, yeah. We offer a fine selection of high-end
in that other video, that one guy's dead now, right? I mean, that was real.
Search for the final edition on YouTube or go to youtube.com/user/thefinaledition1 and just watch the funny videos. There are some others. Don't worry about those.
Are you having a hard time getting into the holiday spirit while living in a country that tear gasses immigrants? Then have we got the album for you. It's Now That's What I Call a Fuck It, It's 2018 Christmas. We have all your seasonal favorites updated to reflect the terrible garbage world we live in. Classics like Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. As long as you are white, your privilege is not a God-given right. Hey, how y'all doing? Everyone good? Good, good. Everyone white?
Sound like an appropriate update to you? Then you're a snowflake cuck who can't just let nice things exist. Don't think these changes improve the original? You're a Nazi monster, and death will be our only release from you. That's right, it's 2018, and nobody's happy. Not even listening to timeless favorites like We Three Kings.
We three kings of Orient are here to file a complaint with HR. Oriental is a pejorative term reinforcing colonialism.
These songs are for no one, and we all have to live with them. If you don't make every single moment of your life an act of political defiance, you basically put those babies in cages all by yourself. And nothing captures that spirit better than Bing Crosby's immortal ode to spending time with your family. I'll be home for Christmas.
I'll be home for Christmas. You can't avoid me with my opinions on immigration and footballers taking a knee.
Now that's what I call Fuck It, It's 2018 Christmas, because the holidays come and go, but impotent rage lasts forever. From the makers of such classic romantic movies as Notting Hill and Love Actually comes a brand new Christmas love story. Coming this winter, it's Well Actually.
I guess Santa was extra nice to me this year because I met you.
Well, actually, Santa isn't a real guy, you know.
I knew that.
This Christmas, old white men will fall in love with their secretaries, friends' girlfriends, and their maids who don't even speak the same language.
Je suis si fatigué de nettoyer après toi.
Actually, I think I'm falling in love with you too, even though I'm like 30 years older than you and can't understand anything you say. There's just something about you. Is this crazy? Or is this love?
Watch famous old Caucasian actors you know and love play horrible, horrible people and yet remain lovable. Because boys will be boys.
Christmas is the time to be around people you love.
Aw, you know, I think I love
That's why I came here to ask you where your hot friend is.
Watch new, attractive, unknown actresses try desperately to overcome their own looks to be taken seriously.
All I want for Christmas is for you to stop talking over me.
I'm sorry, but she's gotta be in her 30s. There's no way I would date such an old woman.
You're like 60 years old!
What?
This Christmas, get love mansplained to you all over again. It's, well, actually, coming December 2018.
Well, I'm sure by now most of you have heard the news that our fellow Final Edition writer and performer Keith Saltajanes has passed away, which is why we are dedicating this time in this week's episode to celebrating his life. Keith was not only a funny guy, but a friend to all of us for many years, and of course... You know what? I can't do this. Keith was a terrible person, and frankly, I'm glad he's gone.
I agree, and I'm glad his hybrid car drove off that cliff in that freak accident. Serves him right.
True. He was an asshole.
I fucking hated that guy.
Exactly.
Like at that big Hollywood party last week, I was about to pitch my screenplay to my hero,
Kevin James.
Kevin James. And Keith pushed me out of the way to talk to him. I wasn't so mad about that, but he pushed me so hard, I broke every bone in my body. What a dick. Tuh. Ow.
And don't get me started on how we got a comedy apartment together for a year, and he never put his name on the lease. I'm still $6 million in the hole because of that really extravagant place.
Well, how about when he told me that he liked that sweater I wore to the entertainment business Christmas get-together that one year? I was so self-conscious about wearing a green sweater with a giant snowflake on it.
Right, and then 60 years later, he said he was just being sarcastic.
So rude!
Or the time I went to visit him at his house on top of Mount Everest, and he convinced me to slide down his staircase banister naked.
Right, and you slid down and got a bunch of splinters in your balls.
Because he purposely didn't have the Sherpa construction workers sand down the wood just so he could pull that prank on you and your balls.
And that bit apparently ruined my chances of ever having kids in my lifetime. What a piece of shit.
And the fact that you've never met a woman.
Oh, and remember when my parents divorced and Keith went to my mom's place every day to console her?
Yeah, and then he asked your mom to marry him?
Right, and at the industry-only wedding, he made that announcement saying, "Chase, looks like I'm a motherfucker. Your motherfucker." And then divorced her the same morning.
He made the whole thing legal just so he could say that.
Plus, who has morning weddings?
Keith, the motherfucker.
Or that time he told me it wasn't gonna rain, so I went to work at my sketch comedy job without my umbrella, and it almost did rain. It didn't, but it was a little cloudy.
Okay, that actually wasn't that bad.
Yeah, that wasn't that bad.
What about the time Keith went to medical school for 12 decades, came back, opened up a private practice, and diagnosed me with an incurable kidney disease?
Oh, yeah. He said you only had 3 minutes left to live.
Right. And then when I was on the 405 overpass about to end it all, screaming, "Fuck the world for giving me a terrible life!" He sent me a text that said, "Kidding, I'm a foot doctor. I don't know if you have kidney disease or not."
What an asshole.
Hey, guys.
Keith?
Yeah, hey. I faked my own death to see how sad all of my friends would be after I was gone. But I guess I never knew how terrible of a person I was to each of you.
Well, yeah, I mean...
You piece of shit!
You're terrible.
What is wrong with
you? I love you.
Well, guys, things are going to change around here, okay? I'm going to make up for all these years of grief I've caused each of you, starting right now.
Really?
Yeah, and I'm going to start by saying... Ha ha ha! I made you idiots spit all over the recording studio!
Keith, you're out
of the- turned on right now.
Please don't talk about me when I'm gone. Oh, you know you're gonna miss your loving daddy from now on.
So that was all written by Ebby Parker, Jeff Hendrick, Barry Lank, Joe Davis, Ben Kirshner, Samantha Gerwitz, and Keith Saltajanes, because of course Keith wrote the 5-minute sketch calling himself an asshole. It was performed and improvised by most of those people, plus Savannah Brown, Dominique DeBell, Gil Barron, and Chase O'Donnell. Lots of music, as usual, by Kevin MacLeod. Everything was produced and engineered by Barry Lank, with technical help and gratuitous challenges by the mighty Kurt Carlson. New show again next week. Good night.
Just remember, please don't talk about me when I'm gone. Oh, now listen to me, please don't talk about me when I'm gone. Oh, you know.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.